Thomason. Israel at war. The multi-pronged terrorist attack on the Jewish state has killed at least 1,200 people so far, many of them civilians, at least several Americans, other foreigners as well. An Israeli military official says his nation is involved in a fight for its life.
It is by far the worst day in Israeli history. Never before have so many Israelis been killed by one single thing, let alone enemy activity, on one day. This could be a 9/11 and a Pearl Harbor wrapped into one.
Speaking on the BBC, on the Salem Radio Network, parent company of SRN News, nationally syndicated talk show host Mike Gallagher is partnering with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to raise emergency relief funds for Israelis. Gallagher says scripture prompted him to act.
Those who bless Israel, God will bless. Those who curse her, he will curse. This is an enduring promise for everybody. And to know that this holy land has been desecrated by such terrorism really compels Americans to step up and say, how can we help? How can we stand with Israel?
Gallagher adds that every dollar raised will immediately go toward life-saving security and basic needs throughout war-torn Israel. Donations can be made at the website MikeOnline.com. There are reports that Iran played a role in planning and helping to execute the deadly attack on its archenemy. And Iran does fund Hamas. It's raising more questions about the Biden administration's recent decision releasing $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets. And the United States sending more munitions as well as military hardware to the Jewish state. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 1 point. The Nasdaq off 132 and the S&P is down 16 points. This is SRN News. Black faith leaders fight abortion in Ohio.
Next month, voters in the state will consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution, and more than 100 African-American clergymen and community leaders are urging residents to say no. In a public letter, the pro-life advocates point out that, quote, the black community has been the target of the abortion industry for decades. This is a matter of life or death. Statistics show black babies are aborted at a higher rate than any others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Oklahoma has declined to stop a new law from taking effect that bars puberty-blocking drugs or hormones for kids under the age of 18. U.S. District Court Judge John Heil ruled that the Oklahoma legislature can rationally take the side of caution before permitting irreversible medical treatments of its children. Attorneys for the plaintiffs, including the ACLU and Lambda Legal, are vowing to appeal the judge's ruling. This is SRN News. More now on the military support the United States is to providing to longtime ally Israel as the Jewish state battles Hamas.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he's ordered the Ford Carrier Strike Group to sail to the Eastern Mediterranean to be ready to assist Israel following the attack by Hamas that has left more than 1,000 people dead on both sides. U.S. officials say preliminary reports indicate that at least 4 American citizens were killed in the attacks, and an additional 7 are missing and unaccounted for. The USS Gerald R. Ford is the Navy's newest and most advanced aircraft carrier, and its roughly 5,000 sailors and deck of warplanes will be accompanied by cruisers and destroyers. Donna Water, Washington.
And the outbreak of war in the Middle East has driven oil prices higher, up roughly 3%. More details at srnnews.com.